Good morning, fantasy football. What is up? I'm your host, Robert Imes. Welcome into the Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. I apologize, guys. Yesterday, I was not feeling too hot in the morning, so was not able to record. But today, I got the episode for you. I'm going to be talking about the Bucks and Eagles game, talking about Week 6 game previews. Start diving into that, and we'll finish those up tomorrow. Let's get right into it. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Eagles. Tom Brady, you're starting. Jalen Hurts, you're starting. Look, Tom Brady did have the bum game against New England, but that's because New England, you know, Bill Belichick knows him. Philadelphia, going to be a little bit of a tougher matchup. The Eagles do have a decent defense, especially when it comes to wide receivers. Last week, the Eagles were able to keep DJ Moore down to 42 yards. Let's see how it goes here with Mike Evans, Godwin, and Antonio Brown, although it was Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold has not been looking too good the last 2 weeks. So that could have been also another reason why DJ Moore was not able to get a bunch of targets last week against the Eagles, but just something to keep in mind. But Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown, they are getting the ball thrown to them from, you know, Tom Brady. So it's a bit different from Sam Darnold. As it goes for the running game here, look, Leonard Fournette has just been tearing it up. He's getting all the workload. He is a start. He's definitely a flex. Now, when it comes to the Eagles running backs, Miles Sanders, Kenneth Gainwell, I would not start those guys against the Bucs. The only one that has any interest to me out of the two is Kenneth Gainwell. The Bucs can get beaten in the running game with the dump-offs. You just cannot run through the middle on them. Last week, Chuba Hubbard did have 25 carries or 20 carries for a little over 100 yards. I don't know the exact yardage, but I know he had a good game against the Bucks, and that's what was happening, was those little dump-offs and getting those yards. Devontae Smith, definitely a nice play here this week. He's doing good. Over the last 2 weeks, he's had 10 targets. He's caught 7 of them, both games. 122 yards, week 4, 77 yards this last week. Tampa Bay, they got a decent defense up front, but they're able to get beat, you know, through the air in the receiving game. Zach Ertz, quick update on this one. Dallas Goedert is not expected to play. He's still on the COVID list. So Zach Ertz, ba-boom, he's going to have a good game. Definitely could see him getting a lot of work. So if you need Zach Ertz, good play there. Moving on, we got Miami and the Jaguars in London. Tua is expected to play this game. He is not yet designated from IR, but I would expect that to happen within the next 2 days and him to get back out there. He was at practice on Wednesday, so good news there. Been waiting for Tua. I got quite a bit of Tua shares and has been waiting. Miles Gaskin, he's been getting some work here. Last week, he saw 2 receiving touchdowns. He's been seeing more receiving work than groundwork. The Jaguars, obviously, are not as tough as the Bucs defense. So, Gaskin, I would flex him out this week. James Robinson, he is a start, of course. When it comes to Devontae Parker, Jalen Waddle. Look, I like Waddle, and, man, I'm really hoping that Tua is able to help rejuvenate him, which he will. He will. You just have Jacoby Brissett, not the best. Devontae Parker misses practice Wednesday. Excuse me, guys. Oh, sorry. Not want to sneeze in your guys' ear. Marvin Jones. Look, he's not really been getting as much work as what he was the first 3 weeks. You're still sitting him. You're not starting him until we see more from the receiving game of the Jaguars. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. I am really sorry about that. Mike Gesicki, Dan Arnold. Yeah, you're not starting those guys. It was nice to see Dan Arnold get more targets. Woo. I feel like I'm going to sneeze again. Man. Dan Arnold, definitely good to see that he's getting more targets than what he was seeing. Woo. Man. Dang it. And what he was seeing before. Sorry about that, guys. So I'm hoping that he's able to get more targets this week and do more with it. Well, I keep the same targets, but I have TJ Hockenson in a couple of leagues, and for him to, he's been having some down games. And if you have TJ Hockenson, it's a bit disappointing right now with what's going on. But he is dealing with some type of knee injury, so that could be a factor as into why they're not wanting to target him a lot. Just to kind of help ease that so he can, you know, stay healthy and stuff. All right, moving on to the Chargers and Ravens game. Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, of course, you're starting these guys. Austin Eckler is a start. When it comes to the Ravens game, backfield, do not start those guys. Marquise Brown is a start. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen is a start. Now, when it comes down to the tight ends for the Chargers, yeah, Jared Cook, Darnold Parham. You can start those guys. Parham has more of my interest, but I can't start any of those guys. Mark Andrews, of course, is a start. I would not start any of these defenses against one another. Vikings and Panthers. Sam Darnold, you're sitting him until we can see him get back to what he was doing. Kirk Cousins. Going to be a tougher matchup here for him with the Panthers. Look, some of these guys, Kirk Cousins, I don't think he's really a start for you. If you can tilt off of him, I would against the Panthers. Look, last 2 weeks, he has not gone over 20 points, so we need better than that. Dalvin Cook has returned to practice yesterday, so that's some good news. We'll be staying on top of that. I'll let you know more tomorrow. But Dalvin Cook is looking to go for Sunday. CMC also looking to go for Sunday, but he is more of a game time decision than Dalvin Cook is. Justin Jefferson has been lighting it up. He is dealing with an ankle injury, so just keep that in mind. Make sure you stay on top of that. Adam Thielen has not been doing a whole lot. Last couple weeks. DJ Moore, I expect to have a better game this week. Minnesota is not as tough on the wide receivers as Philadelphia. So, like I said, I do expect to have a better game here from DJ Moore. And I think CMC can get back in there. It's going to make things a lot easier for Sam Darnold. For Sam Darnold. And DJ Moore, definitely going to be good plays here. You're not playing any of the defenses. Packers and Bears. Justin Fields puts in a full practice. Look, nobody's starting him. Nobody's starting him. Aaron Rodgers. He's not looking too bad. Does have a tough matchup here against Chicago. But I'm sure a lot of people drafted him to be kind of their number one QB. Or you traded for him in the offseason. Allen Robinson, you're not starting any of the Chicago Bears wide receivers. Davante Adams is a start. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon is very interesting. I need to see just a little bit more. I do like that he's gotten the receiving work last week. I like that he got the running work the week before. I just need to see it kind of all put together. And then, you know, I definitely start flexing out A.J. Dillon. But if you're in that bye week and you're needing to fill in and A.J. Dillon's one of those guys, you know, you got to do it. Damian Williams, running back for the Chicago Bears, and Darnell Mooney were listed. We're limited on Wednesday, so keep that in mind. Khalil Herbert, if he's out there, definitely interesting pickup there. I talked about him on the waiver wire. Packers defense might not be bad here. The only other receiver that might be interesting to me, wide receiver wise, for the Packers would be Randall Cobb, but he has we haven't seen anything since that big game, week four, so I'd hold off on that one. All right, Bengals and Lions. Yeah, you're not starting Jared Goff. No. Don't start Jared Goff. DeAndre Swift, yes. Joe Mixon is logs in limited practice, which is good news. But we did see last week that they did have Samaje Perine take more of the workload. With him out on COVID, it's very possible Chris Evans could get some more work this week to keep Joe Mixon kind of not so – to keep Joe Mixon's reps down, to keep him from getting more injured. Jamar Chase is a start. Tyler Boyd, yes. Amon Ra St. Brown, wide receiver for the Lions. Look, last week, over the last 2 weeks, he's had 8 targets apiece. He's gotten 14-15 points last 2 games. That's very consistent. I like it. I want to see a little bit more. Just like A.J. Dillon, I just want to see a little bit more, and I'm definitely in. But I like what I'm seeing so far. Excuse me, guys. Jamal Williams, is he a start? Well, both DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams have remained limited, but that has not set them back in any games. Texans and Colts. Davis Mills, don't start him. Even after the great game last week against New England, which is awesome. And if you have Davis Mills, I have a couple shares of Davis Mills just because you drafted him so late in the rookie drafts. I'm excited. Let's see here. Let's see. That was a good showing against New England. But you're not starting him. Don't chase those numbers. Carson Wentz, of course you're starting him. He looked good last week. I liked what I saw. I like what I'm seeing from him. Definitely starting to pick it up. Carson Wentz is a start. You're not starting any Texans running backs. Jonathan Taylor's a start. Nyheim Hines. Okay, just making sure that I thought he had said something that he was kind of banged up. But, yeah, you're not starting Hines. We never know which week is his week. Michael Pittman is a start. Paris Campbell here. He was not injured. But, yeah, you can't start him until we see some more points. Brandon Cooks. Look, he was quiet last week. He's the one to get the targets, but let's see what happens between Brandon Cooks and Chris Moore. Chris Moore last week went off 5 catches for 109 yards and a touchdown. Let's see what he does this week against the Colts. If you picked him up, they did sign him to the active roster. The Colts defense, yeah, you could flex them out against the Texans. I don't know, a little bit nervous from how the Texans did last week. It's pretty good. All right, guys, we got one more game here, and then I will break down the rest of the games tomorrow for you. We got the Rams and the Giants. Matthew Stafford, of course, you're starting this guy. He has been a little shaky last 2 weeks with some interceptions. Last week, only 1 touchdown, but divisional game. Don't worry about it. Darrell Henderson, of course, you're starting him. Cooper Kupp, you're starting him. Robert Woods. Squeaky Wheel did get the grease last week. 14 targets, 12 receptions, 150 yards. Look, hey, we saw DeSean Jackson do the same thing. Go off against the Bucks, and then week 4, nothing. So not saying that, you know, Robert Woods and DeSean Jackson are completely different guys, but Robert Woods had only been seeing 6 targets apiece weeks 3 and 4, so it would be interesting to see if that goes back down. Kadarius Toney, you're starting this guy. He's looking good. He just does so much after the catch. But he was limited on an ankle injury, just to throw it out there. But yeah, 9 targets week 4, 13 targets week 5. I mean, he's definitely getting the looks here. Let's see it one more time from him. But if you need a flex play because you got some guys on the bye, I definitely play Kadarius Toney. Evan Ingram, look, yeah, it's nice to see that he's being in some targets, but yeah, you're not doing anything unless you seriously need to flex him out, the tight end position. Tyler Higbee, yeah, you're not starting him. Matt Gay, kickers, both teams, not bad, not bad. Daniel Jones, have not talked about him. He could play without practicing. It'd be interesting to see if he's going to come back, so stay tuned. I'll get you guys some more updates on him tomorrow. Devontae Booker, man, he did pretty decent last week against the Cowboys. If Saquon Barkley is out and you need to replace him, Devontae Booker might not be too bad against the Rams, but the Rams do have a good defense. So if you're going to expect anything from Booker, I'm going to say expect 10 to 15 points. If he goes over that, then that's great. But I don't want your expectations to be too high. Rams defense, yeah, you could flex them out. I would be a little bit nervous because the Giants do tend to go sometimes nuclear and get a bunch of points, even though they're only 1-4. So keep that in mind. All right, guys. Like I said, sorry about missing yesterday's episode. I'm glad I was able to be here and make this phone call with you guys. Thanks for making that call. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at TheDynasty401. Hit that notification button. And if you guys ever have any questions or need any trade advice, guys, hit me up on Twitter. Definitely help you out. All right, guys, take it easy. Have a good rest of your day.